Wongarali Maji Nu. This is Sunday Brunch with Kim Hun on ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.
What do you mean by play, Dr. Kathy Hope?
Well, it's quite complex, actually, Kim. Play includes those experiences that we actively choose to engage in, and they tend to be outside of our daily obligations and our responsibilities and our routines. And importantly, we engage in them for their own sake, so for the pleasure of them, of doing them, rather than to achieve an outcome or a goal. And they tend to give us some form of positive feeling, and that can be from, you know, joy to contentment to relaxation to release. If you think of cognitive play like doing a jigsaw puzzle, even though the aim of the jigsaw puzzle is to finish the puzzle, it's actually the process of putting that puzzle together that makes us want to do the puzzle in the first place. Otherwise, we'd just buy the picture. And it's the same with physical play, the difference between playing with friends and family, just kicking the ball around, and that elite sport where the sole purpose, where everything that you do in the lead up to the game and when you're playing is to win. And that puts obviously a lot of pressure on the players, whereas when you play with family and friends, it's for pleasure. It's, you know, to connect, to socialise and just to muck about.
And to have fun. You didn't use the word fun, but that's all part of it, isn't it?
Of course. Fun is at the heart of it. Well, fun is part, is a big part of it, but it has many other purposes, play. Yeah.
We'll get to some of those purposes, but usually it's associated with kids, but you're convinced that all of us need to play.
Absolutely. In the old days, play was considered something that was only useful in childhood. So it was a tool for development that helped kids to grow and learn to navigate the world. And it was sort of a way of preparing you for real life. And then once you hit real life, the role of play sort of becomes superfluous. It's useless, a pointless capability that we have that doesn't produce anything. I always think about this tipping point in the education system, Kim, where if you think about the primary school corridors and there's, you know, creative problem solving and all these beautiful pictures on the walls and, you know, they're vibrant. And then all of a sudden around year six, but certainly in high school, the corridor's empty, utilitarian. Mm. It's just a place to walk through. So suddenly play is taken out of the equation. But more and more studies are suggesting that play has that higher evolutionary function. The fact is that there's a link now between animals sort of at a higher evolutionary stage and their capacity to play, more so than their capacity to use tools.
Amazing. Play helps us evolve, become better beings.
That's what they're talking about. There's another research project that's shown that if we want to change a neural pathway, in order to do that, we'd have to repeat a behavior up to 200 times. So again and again and again. But if we do it in a playful way, we can change that neural pathway after 10 to 20 times. So it also helps us to kind of change and advance our thinking.
Kathy Hope, you're a scholar, activist, maestro of play from the University of Canberra. You put the create back in recreation, Dr. Kathy Hope. You mentioned that a lot of people, as we get older, become adults, we don't play so much anymore. Can you elaborate? What are the enemies of play? I just call the enemy of play life, I think. But what often gets in the way of play?
It's the burdens, the routines, the responsibilities, the patterns, the habits. Because the thing about play is that it kind of messes a little bit with those responsibilities and patterns and habits. I talk about play often as being a site that we can create for ourselves, we can generate. Bless play because it's free and you can do it anywhere. And it has been referred to as the magic circle. And what it does is it kind of releases you for a moment from those realities and those burdens and routines and provides you with a space to kind of create and to test and to experiment and to take risks and to imagine and to make mistakes and to be a different version of our responsible selves. Mm. So I think to answer your question, Kim, the enemies of play are too much seriousness, too much work, too much responsibility, too many burdens, and not being able to break from those routines. And I think it's really important to acknowledge that it is very hard to play if you are suffering from something like clinical anxiety or depression. They are also the enemies of play.
I'd love to hear your thoughts on the state of play, particularly over the last couple of years. A reminder that Kathy Hope is the director of the Play, Creativity and Culture Project at the University of Canberra. How's the pandemic impacted on how we play?
Well, I think it's made people really understand how important play is, particularly because all of life was suddenly inside the house. And certainly in 2020, people had to sort of carve off time to say, well, here's when we work, here's when we play. Fascinatingly, there's lots of data coming out about how many more creative activities, like playful activities that people are engaging in. Half of families claim that last year they were spending more time doing art and playing games and doing puzzles. And more time dads were spending doing these activities with their kids. So, like, again, a large number of dads in Australia said that that pandemic offered them time, both physical and their kind of more passive plays, like doing art and craft. I also think play has been really important during this time because, one, it's free. Two, as I said, you can do it anywhere. And no matter where you're doing it, it does help you to kind of pull the Venetian blind down or the curtains and just shut out the world a little bit and just be able to explore, take a break, muck about. It has everything from that higher cognitive capacity to that light release and play.
Well, wonderfully useful insights from Dr. Kathy Hope. I'd love to hear your thoughts too on ABC Radio. How has the last couple of years, or 2021 in particular, how has that changed the way that you play? The number to text is 0467 922 666. That's 0467 922 666. Or give us a bell, 1-300-681-666. Dr. Kathy Hope, Director of Play, Creativity and Culture Project at the University of Canberra. I would like from you some standout examples of play and playfulness in 2021. What have you got?
Well, I have to say, I think a lot of the most exciting activities have been happening online because I think people at this stage have adapted. And so, you know, the massive silent discos, the, you know, the dance lessons, that, you know, the cooking lessons, the nude art, all of these things, but actually existing in that virtual world, I think they've been really exciting.
Wait, I'm going to go back to a couple of these. Yeah. So the silent disco, is that with headphones on? And the nude art, is that with the camera off? Or just a little bit of explanation, please.
No, well, nude art, I mean, the same as if you were in an art class and you've got your nude there. And as opposed to you being nude
the art. My apologies.
Although you could do that. And I suspect that's probably quite a few people doing that.
And that's enabled. That's enabled now. You can get your kid off.
Isn't it wonderful? The number of times that I'm sure all of us have, I don't know, I haven't done the nude in a meeting, but I certainly have done, you know, top professional bottom pajamas.
Yeah, right.
We all have, yeah, which is, you know, wonderful.
Okay.
So, yeah, and there's also, there's one lovely story in Melbourne because, of course, as we know, the Victorians have really coped more than the rest of the world. They have been in lockdown longer than anywhere else. And there was just one neighbourhood in Melbourne that set up putt-putt golf across the entirety of the neighbourhood so that when you went outside to do your exercise, you could just play putt-putt along the pathways and across the road and down through the park, and that it would be reconfigured by the neighbours, like by those people, the community there all the time, so that it was always fresh. So you only had the 5 kilometres, but that 5 kilometres was just being enlivened by this lovely community activity.
How beautiful. Good is that? It's communal, it's organic, and it's grassroots.
Yeah.
And you could see people maintaining that even after the pandemic and the hard times.
Absolutely.
As we head into the end of 2021, it's been a rough year. There's probably a bit more roughness coming in 2022. Kathy Hope from the University of Canberra Play, Creativity and Culture Project, we need you to give us some tips on how we can be more playful.
Well, I have to say, before we get to the play, I think that it's really important for everyone's well-being to just give themselves permission to do nada, zip, nothing. I think everybody is really exhausted at the end of this year, like more so than last year. And we know, lots of studies show that taking the time to do nothing is super productive. It's super good for you. So feel free to do nothing. Don't try and be playful. You don't have to make the most of every day in your holiday. And then once you start to feel that little bit better, but you're not quite repaired, kickstart yourself with a couple of really simple play techniques. And I know people have become much better at this because the pandemic and being locked indoors has helped them to do that. But here's one I like, which is, it's just called the twist. And it means you just do something a little bit different, something quite normal, but just do it a little bit differently than you would normally. So if you have dinner, just ask the family to all wear the same colour, or white or black or green, or, you know, dress up for dinner. Simple as just walk a different route, buy an ingredient that you wouldn't normally, and, you know, build a whole recipe or meal around it. And that will help you to repair and get towards being able to play. Mm. And I think because we've all been locked into spaces and we can't travel overseas and there's so much that we have not been able to do, that where possible, just try and change up your environment. I'm sure people have already done this, but, you know, moving the furniture around the house. And I know that the architecture industry is going bananas with all the renovations at the moment. But, like, go for a drive in the country, find a hill, lie down in the grass, look up. Regional New South Wales is going gangbusters at the moment. I mean, there's so many gorgeous towns and region in New South Wales. So get out there. They're my recommendations. Get social, get out there and approach things with a twist and just embrace not obligations, not responsibilities, let go of all of them and just be your other self.
Dr. Kathy Hope from the University of Canberra, it's been a blessing and a joy to have you on ABC Radio Sunday Brunch. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kim.
ABC Radio Canberra, streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.